Dapper Young's Family. Dapper Young's Family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. Carter Trent and Mr. Young are talking alone. Mr. Young has told Carter what he thinks he ought to do, that he should break off his engagement with Peggy, at least for the time being. While they're talking, there's a knock at the door.
But, Mr. Young, I don't know whether I can do it or not.
Daddy, may I come in, please? If this concerns me, I think I ought to be there, too.
Yes, dear, come on in.
You've been talking for ages and ages.
Well, I suppose it does seem like a long time, Pegs. But I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Carter and I have had a talk. I don't know what he thinks about what I've said, but I've heard what he's had to say, and I think he has a few things to say to you. Now then, I'm going upstairs to talk to your mother and leave you two kids alone. Carter knows how I feel about all this, and I know how he feels, and we both respect each other's feelings. Isn't that right, Carter?
Yes, sir, that's right.
But how do you feel?
Well, Pegs, I think I'll let Carter tell you about it. Good night, my boy. And I think you're doing the right thing in going to see your parents.
Yes, sir, I intend to do that anyhow.
Is your mother upstairs, Peggy?
Yes, she's up in your room.
All right, then, I'll say goodnight. I'm going to turn in early.
What did he say, Carter?
Look, Peggy, let's go outdoors. It's a swell night. I feel like getting out of doors.
Oh, Carter, I know what he said. I'm sure I do.
Do you?
Yes, at least I think I do.
Well, let's get outdoors anyhow. I want to go out and get some fresh air into my lungs.
All right.
Peggy, I don't know what to say. I'm all balled up.
So am I. It seems as if everybody is sort of taking a hand in our lives now, instead of leaving us alone. Still, you've got to consider other people, I guess, when you're as young as we are.
I suppose so, but I guess you have to stop and listen to them anyhow.
Yes, and it has been sort of unusual. I mean, your father not liking me.
Oh, he doesn't know you, Peggy. He neither likes nor dislikes you. I know your father's a great guy, and that he feels strongly about my father, and that he hated the whole setup when he saw our house.
Oh, I don't think he hated it. I just think he thought that I didn't belong there.
I know, but he's just as wrong as Dad is. Don't you see? They're both wrong. One's wrong in one way and the other in another. Your father hasn't had all the things we've had. We haven't had all the things you've had. But along from the two of us, and we suddenly find that we've got a great urge in common. That we love to be together, and that we're only happy when we're together, Peggy.
Oh, yes, Carter. Nothing can ever be as perfect again. Nothing in the world. I love you so much.
I love you, too. But it isn't just love that's drawing me to you. It goes much deeper than that. It's because I know that somehow you're the right person for me, Peggy. Let's always stick together.
Oh, Carter, you don't know how much I want to.
Peggy, although your father wants to break our engagement, let's not do it. Not really. Not to each other.
What?
I mean, if you want to go through this semblance of breaking the engagement, if you feel like you'd like to be free...
Oh, Carter, I don't want to be free. I could never be free again with you in the world. I'm just yours, that's all. I'll never leave you, Carter.
Oh, my darling, I wanted you to say that. Well, then if that's the case, then let's tell him, quite frankly, that we're going to be engaged. That we're going to stay this way forever, because we are. You know it...
I know it, Carter. Oh, darling, nothing's going to separate us.
I love you for saying that. And I'll always love you for saying that. Peggy, your father said something about your giving up the ring. Do you want to do that?
No, I don't. But maybe I ought to do that much, Carter. Maybe we ought to concede that to them. We'll know in our hearts that we belong to each other.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
Look, Carter, I'm going to take off this ring and give it to you, and you're going to keep it for me.
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, I want to. Here. I love this ring. Please keep it for me safely.
I'll have it with me always, Peggy. And whenever you want to wear it, whenever you want it, all you have to do is ask me for it.
All right, Carter. At least we'll do that for them.
Darling, I've got to get back to camp, so I'm going to leave you here. I'm not going in. I don't want to talk to anybody but you tonight, if you don't mind. The rest of the world doesn't exist. There's only you and me.
You and me. I like that.
Give me a kiss, dear. Peggy, I won't see you again until after I've seen my father and mother.
I know everything's going to be all right.
Everything is all right. Good night, darling. And as soon as I get back, I'll come over and tell you everything that happened. And if I decide that I want to give up being their son, it won't make any difference to you, will it, Peggy?
Whatever you do will always be all right with me.
Goodbye, sweetheart.
Is that you, Peggy?
Yes, Daddy.
Well, had your little talk with Carter?
Yes, we had our talk.
Well, suppose you come in here and talk to your mother and me.
Peggy, your ring. You gave it back to Carter?
Yes, Mom, I gave it back to him.
Good, Peg, that's fine. That's what I hoped you'd do, dear.
I know, Daddy, I know that's what you hoped.
I think it's a wise decision.
Carter and I understand exactly how you feel and how his father feels. I think we understand everything now. I don't think two people ever understood things as well as we do.
Peggy, it's not going to be too hard for you, is it, to break your engagement?
To break my engagement?
Yes, dear. It is asking a lot of you.
I haven't broken my engagement, Mama. Carter and I are never going to really break our engagement. We're going to be in love forever.
All right, honey. If that's what you think, you stick to it. Maybe you are. Maybe you're one of those rare couples, 1 in 10 million, who can weather a long period of waiting.
It wouldn't matter how long I had to wait for Carter or how long he had to wait for me. I knew that, Daddy, when I first fell in love with him.
Well, I'm glad you've talked it over and decided not to get married right away.
No, we won't get married right away. And I think perhaps we'll announce that our engagement is broken. Our formal engagement. And we will, too, if you want us to.
Well, what do you think, Sam?
I think that might be a darn good idea.
It's all right with us. We don't care. We just want to do whatever you want us to do. Whatever will make you happy.
Whatever will make us happy? Why, kitten, that isn't the idea at all. It's whatever will make you two happy. In the end, I mean, the ultimate happiness.
All right, Daddy, put it that way then, if you like. But Carter and I are so sure of ourselves, of how we feel, of how we'll always feel, that everything we're doing now is just because we think you want us to do it.
What did you do with the ring, darling?
Carter's keeping it for me. After all, rings aren't important. They're just symbols of something, and I don't need a gift from Carter when he's given me so much of himself.
Peggy, you talk very maturely.
Do I, Mama? Well, I told you I thought I'd grown up, and I guess in a way I have. I think I'll go to bed now. I want to think about these things.
Well, good night, darling.
Good night, Mama. Good night, Daddy.
Good night, Peggy.
And I'm glad you saw Mr. Tran, and I'm glad you told me how you feel about the whole thing. It's awfully easy for Carter and for me to arrange matters the way you want them.
Now, I must say you're a pretty accommodating couple.
Yes, I suppose we are, in a way. Except that we're so sure of how we feel that things, little concessions, don't bother us. Good night, Mama.
Good night, dear.
I suppose she thinks she's putting one over on the old man.
Well, I'm not so sure she isn't right.
Well, how do you mean?
I'm not so sure that their feeling for each other isn't such a deep thing, such a real thing, that they can afford to make any sort of gesture to please you. Or to please the Trents, or to please anybody without sacrificing anything.
No, Mary. Don't you understand, dear? I really want her to be free so that she can look around. The child hasn't met anybody. She's never seen any other men except a few boys around Elmwood. Now, how in thunder does she know this is the one great love of her life? How does she know this is written in the stars or wherever it's supposed to be written?
Sam, I don't know how she knows it. But there's something about her. About her quiet manner. About her self-assurance. That makes me feel that she does know it. Peggy's grown up, Sam. She's grown up and come into something very real. And it's something she's going to hold on to for as long as she lives.
Well, I'd like to have her get out and see something of the world, Mary. I'd like to have her see something of men.
It won't change her any, Sam. It never changes you if you find the right boy. I've never looked at anybody but you. And I think your daughter's going to be just the same. If she's found the right man, she's found him for life.
Thank you.
Young is right. And Peggy, in spite of her youth, has really found the love of her life. Only time will tell. And now a message from our sponsor. Trent goes home to Chicago to convince his parents that Peggy is the only girl in the world for him. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.